Sometimes when police in Ohio try to arrest someone for selling bath salts or synthetic marijuana, they run into problems when the test results of those substances come back from the labs. Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine says that's because the drug makers have learned how to get around the new law through changing the formulation.
And what you have is people who are drug dealers, who are chemists, and people who are making a lot of money, who constantly are changing the formulation. They don't care whether they kill people or not. They just care about making money.
DeWine says the current method of defining specific chemical compounds in the law is not working, so he wants to make a change. He wants the Ohio Pharmacy Board to be able to continually update the list of illegal chemicals.
We have to have the Pharmacy Board do this because simply the chemists, the evil chemists, the evil people, are making changes faster than we could ever go to the state legislature. We would have to go to the legislature literally every couple of weeks with new evidence, new information, and ask them to change the law. That's not a very practical thing to do.
The executive director of the State Board of Pharmacy, Kyle Parker, says he understands the problem and is willing to deal with it.
In the past, the rules specifically mention the molecule. And what's happening is the chemists are addressing that and adjusting the molecule just a bit so that it falls out of the statute and the rules. So technically, it's a legal substance. And that's where we're going to try to address that in rule. And I don't have the specifics yet of how, but we have a good idea.
The drugs can be marketed under unique names with colorful packages, and they can be cheap. They can also be very dangerous. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.